In Tunisia, street protests continue this weekend against the interim government. Many protesters complain the new leadership still has too many allies of ousted dictator Ben Ali. The transitional government has promised to hold new elections as soon as possible, but many in the North African country are insisting on a clean break with the old regime. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from the rural town where the revolt started.
The massive street protests that included scores from urban Tunis's educated middle classes played a key role in driving autocrat Ben Ali from power. But the revolution began in this dusty main street of Sidi Bouzid, 4 hours south of the capital. On Saturday, a crowd of young people again marched up what until a few days ago was named in honor of Ben Ali. It's been renamed Mohamed Bouazizi Avenue after the 26-year-old street vendor who set himself on fire in mid-December in front of the local government building here. His family say Bouazizi acted after repeatedly being harassed, humiliated, and shaken down by a local female inspector and local police. Nearby, large pictures of Bouazizi wearing a slight grin declare him the first light of the revolution. 27-year-old school teacher Amin Bayawi turned out to protest the first day, and he continues to take to the streets. He says Bouazizi's act quickly symbolized the frustration of all impoverished Tunisians, fed up with rampant corruption, repression, and economic stagnation. Issues that have hit the opportunity-starved Tunisian interior particularly hard. Bayawi says here, where it all began, they'll keep the pressure on the interim government to bring about real and lasting change.
The international channels are making the protests worldwide. All people speak about the Tunisian revolution, and we don't like to lose this opportunity of democracy. We are going to fight for this revolution to the end.
Others are not just worried about the makeup of the interim government. There's fear the army made a quiet coup. The military is in firm control of security. Its tanks and heavy weapons protect all key facilities across the country. 44-year-old education consultant Mukheba Shakir sees troubling signs, like cryptic announcements on state TV that ex-security chiefs and members of the former dictator's family have been arrested. But there are no details. The army and provisional government, Shakir says, need to show much more transparency about what's really going on.
To show the people that they are really working for the people. For example, they said that they arrested more than 30 people, but we cannot see them on TV. Why not?
And the once omnipresent Muhabarat, the secret police, where have they all gone, she asks, adding, there are still many questions we want answered. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Sidi Bouzid, Tunisia.